Holy Cross Day is the 14th of September, and with our minor festivals, we try to transfer them to the closest Wednesday. I think it's very, very appropriate that on this 9/11 anniversary, that we have an opportunity to fix our eyes on the cross of our Lord and Savior Jesus. Evil is real in this world. Thanks be to God, He has conquered evil, sin, death, and the devil by the holy, precious blood of Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. A couple of words on our worship service for tonight. Our opening hymn is number 837, Lift High the Cross. We'll have a processional this evening. Please stand as the cross enters into the church. Following that hymn, we'll follow Divine Service Setting 1. That's on page 151 and following. We have a special insert for this evening, Holy Cross Day. Readings are on one side, Proverbs are on the other. We'll make sure that we're on the right page at the right time. And for the hymn of praise, we'll sing the glory. Before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of your love which is displayed before the whole world in the gift of your Son, Jesus, bleeding and dying for the life of the world. Heavenly Father, if there were no sin, we would need no Savior. And we know that sin is real. It is all around us. It is even inside of us. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your great love, for the forgiveness, life, and salvation won for us by the perfect life, bloody death, and glorious resurrection of Jesus. Help us always to look to the cross as a reminder of your great love for sinners like us. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Hymn 837.
Thank you. Divine Service Setting 1, page 151. Page 151. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We sing together the introit appointed for the day.
The Lord has made known.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth.
Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God,
with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Merciful God, your Son, Jesus Christ, was lifted high upon the cross that he might bear the sins of the world and draw all people to himself. Grant that we who glory in his death for our redemption may faithfully heed his call to bear the cross and follow him, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Continue with the readings. Please be seated.
The Old Testament reading for Holy Cross Day is from Numbers chapter 21. From Mount Hor they set out by the way to the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom, and the people became impatient on the way. And the people spoke against God and against Moses, "Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and we loathe this worthless food." Then the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, so that many people of Israel died. And the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he take away the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people, and the Lord said to Moses, "Make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole, and everyone who is bitten, when he sees it, shall live." So Moses made a bronze serpent and set it on a pole. And if a serpent bit anyone, he would look at the bronze serpent and live. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We speak together the gradual as it's printed on our insert. Behold, I will lift up my hand to the nations and raise my signal to the peoples, says the Lord. So must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life.
The epistle is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1. For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, "I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God,
The world did not know God through wisdom. It pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs, and Greeks seek wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and folly to Gentiles. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel.
Hallelujah, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 12th chapter. Now among those who went up to worship at the feast were some Greeks. So these came to Philip, who is from Bethsaida in Galilee, and asked him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. And Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must follow me. And where I am, there will my servant be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. Now is my soul troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? But for this purpose, I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." The crowd that stood there and heard it said that it had thundered. Others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered, "This voice has come for your sake, not mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now will the ruler of this world be cast out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." He said this to show by what kind of death he was going to die. This is the gospel of the Lord. Please be seated for the hymn of the day, number 454. Sing My Tongue the Glorious Battle, number 454.
please stand? In the name of Jesus, amen. You may be seated. Dear Christians, today we observe Holy Cross Day, a day in which our eyes are fixed upon the cross. Well, not really upon just some big giant wooden T, but rather upon the one who hung on the cross, who bled on the cross, who died on the cross, all to forgive every sin we have ever committed, all to grant us eternal life and salvation. Jesus dying on the cross, rising from the dead, is the most important event that ever happened in this world. For you, it means everything. Because it's only by the cross of Christ that you will live forever. Every other thing will pass away. Every other thing will be taken from you. Every other thing will wear out, break down, and die. Even your own body. That's why the cross of Jesus is so very important. That's why the cross of Jesus is the focus of our faith. That's why the cross of Christ is the most important thing. At least it should be. I know the reality of your life. It's probably not too different from mine. It's busy, hectic, stressful. So much so that oftentimes the important things become obscured. They slip through the cracks, placed on the back burner. We spend our days working for the man, paying taxes, driving on our commute while critiquing the other drivers as they drive on their commute. We take our kids to practices. We cook our meals, we eat them, we brush our teeth, we floss, we go to bed. We get up the next day and we do it all over again. And the important things stay on the back burner. They stay obscured from our eyes. At times, they're even forgotten. After all, we can worry about them at a later date. We become complacent about the important things. We become apathetic. And our eyes go from one thing to the other and never stop and focus where they truly ought to be. Sometimes God wakes us from our stupor. It takes a truly earth-shattering event, oftentimes, to refocus us on what is important. Something that makes us take stock of our lives, to assess our values and what we spend our time on. Sometimes God allows an earth-shattering moment to reveal all the vanities of the world as exactly that, vanity. To allow a time when the meaningless of wealth and power and politics lays bare before our eyes, so that all that's left standing is what's truly important. When we can say, along with those in our gospel lesson, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." One of those earth-shattering events is commemorated today. For 18 years ago in New York, an event happened that changed the course of all of our lives and even our nation, leading them to where we are now. You remember what happened? 4 airplanes hijacked, used as weapons. Dozens of buildings damaged, many completely destroyed, including 2 100-story skyscrapers, and even our own Pentagon. Almost 3,000 people killed in the matter of an hour. Body parts still being discovered now, 17 years later, wedged between buildings. Billows of smoke, toxic dust, people screaming and shouting, covered in blood. The world changing. When those moments rock us out of our stupor, where is it that we can look? Do we look to politicians? They could not stop the events of that day. Civil servants, such as firefighters and police officers, as brave as they are, they were killed too. Entire fire trucks buried in the rubble of fallen buildings. Fathers and mothers, to whom children look to for help and support and care and love, were killed all the same. Even children, 8 of them on the hijacked planes, had their lives taken in an instant. When an event that earth-shattering comes, where do we look? What hope do we have? What peace could there be? Our souls are shaken to the very bones. There's only one place to look at such a time. "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." That was a common theme at the time. Do you remember? Churches were filled. They came to hear about Jesus, a message of hope that the world could not overcome, that terror could not take away. After all, Christ says, "Whoever loves his life loses it, but whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life." That means terrorists cannot take it away. That means destruction was not the end. means that all of those who were gone, if they believed in Jesus, were not just dust and pieces of bone. But if they believed in Jesus, they were still with Jesus. In the days that followed September 11th, the realization struck home for so many that our lives weren't really ours, that they could be taken from us at any time, and that at the moment that our life came to its end, only Jesus and His Word would matter. Only Christ crucified and resurrected could defeat the pall of death that covers our land. Only Jesus, whose name was glorified upon the cross, so that in Him we might have forgiveness, life, and salvation, would matter. Only Jesus. And so as we reeled and hurt and mourned and struggled, we prayed, Lord, we wish to see Jesus. You see, the really, truly important thing, the thing that stayed standing no matter what tragedy strikes, is Jesus. And it always is, even today. The people whose lives were lost that fateful day, their only hope could have been Christ. The people who mourned and still mourn, only way that mourning could be softened was in the knowledge of Christ. On that day, at least for a time, we understood this world is temporary, and that only in Christ would we have something permanent. When we're in Christ, nothing, not death, nor life, nor rulers, nor powers, nor height, nothing could separate us from God. That day really revealed that truth, did it not? It shook us to the core. It caused us to look to the cross of Jesus, at least for a time. Because as always happens, life returned to normal. Churches emptied out again. Images of smoke and death and suffering were forgotten. The wars that began at that time and even continue today, have also been forgotten. Who wants to think of such difficult things when there are other things to do? And so it is that the important things in our lives are often obscured from our eyes. The important things in our life are often set on the back burner. We're back to our jobs, our families, our commutes, our cooking and eating and bill paying, working for the man. We're back to going to the lake for the weekend and skipping church. We're back to the kids have too much homework to make it to confirmation on Wednesday evening. We're back to the we need a few more bucks for ourselves so we won't help those in need. We're back to the normal football, a 3-hour game where we'll sit in the sun, but boy, a 1-hour church service is too long. And so it is that our short attention span is really laid bare. You know the truth. whether it happens tomorrow or 80 years from now, all of us will one day die. But we put that truth on the back burner. We don't look directly at it, pretend like it's not drawing near. We know that life is precious, but we act like the possessions of this life are more important. We tell ourselves, you only live once, even though God's word says that in Him we'll live forever. We say that God's word is important, but our actions show that we don't really think it's important enough to suffer for. The word of the cross is folly to the world. But the word of politicians becomes sacred, retweeted, talked about ad nauseum on the TV. The important things get lost for all of us. Dear Christians, repent. Do not be lulled to sleep. Repent. Our sinful world wants you to think that everything here is fine, but it's not. The world wants you to think you can have it all on your own terms, but you cannot. The world is dying. The world is broken. In this world, you will suffer. Do not be lulled to sleep. You do not know if God will wake you up with fiery serpents in your midst, or plane attacks, or mass death before your day comes. Do not be lulled to sleep, but instead, in response to God's word, by the Holy Spirit's work, keep your eyes on Jesus. He alone has overcome the world. He alone has died for all sin. He alone will create the world that is to come, that is perfect, where things are fine and good, where righteousness endures, where peace really, truly exists. Christ is the one who promises to take you to the place where there will be no terror, no horror, no suffering, no sorrow. He alone, by His work on the cross, can take you to life eternal, where nothing can hurt you or harm you. So when Sunday morning comes, even if you spent the night before cheering the Huskers, get up on Sunday and say, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." When your job becomes stressful and busy, and you're asked to come in and work on Sunday morning, say, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." When your family pressures you to skip on Wednesdays for practice or homework or whatever, reply, "I wish to see Jesus." Because you know the truth, only Jesus rescues. Only Jesus saves. Only Jesus will bring you through the suffering of this world and into the peaceful world that is coming. Only Jesus defeats death. Only Jesus has risen again to life eternal. Only Jesus has promised grace and mercy. Only Jesus promises that you will live forever. Christ calls you through His word to wake up. Christ sends His Holy Spirit to bring what is most important from the back burner to the forefront. Christ sends his word to remind you that your days are limited in one way or another. But that he has overcome the world by his cross, by his death, by his resurrection. Dear Christian, the world seeks to lull you to sleep, desiring you to forget the moments of clarity when what is most important comes to the forefront, like on September 11th. The world wishes to kill you, whether quietly with apathy or suddenly and violently. The world cares not. Cares not if you live or die. You do not know what tomorrow holds. Don't let anything or anyone, not even your pastor, keep your eyes from Jesus. Look what he's done for you. Look to his cross where he died for you. Look to his empty tomb foretelling your own tomb. Look to his word. Look to Jesus. For it is in Christ and Christ alone that the power and wisdom of God is made known. It's in Christ alone that you have salvation. Lord, keep our eyes on Jesus. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. This time we continue our service by confessing our faith with the words of the Apostles' Creed. Please stand. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
Friends in Christ, I urge you all to lift up your hearts to God and pray with me, as Christ our Lord has taught us and freely promised to hear us. In addition to the prayer requests that are listed in our bulletin, we pray for the brother of Laverne Meyer, Myron, who suffered a stroke. God, our Father in heaven, look with mercy on us, your needy children. Grant us grace that your holy name be hallowed by us and all the world through the pure and true teaching of your word and the fervent love shown forth in our lives. Graciously turn from us all false doctrine and evil living, whereby your precious name is blasphemed and profaned. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
May your kingdom come to us and expand. Bring all transgressors and those who are blinded and bound in the devil's kingdom to know Jesus Christ, your Son, by faith, that the number of Christians may be increased. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Strengthen us by your Spirit according to your will, both in life and in death, in the midst of both good and evil things, that our own wills may be crucified daily and sacrificed to your good and gracious will. Into your merciful hands we commend Myron, Julie, Ralph, Stacy, Haley, Tom, Harlan, Norma, the family of Scott Schlatter, the family of Marlene McClellan, the family of Loretta Rivland, and all those that we name in our hearts. Heavenly Father, bless these, your servants, and all who are in need, praying for them at all times, thy will be done. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant us our daily bread. Preserve us from greed and selfish cares, and help us to trust in you to provide for all our needs. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Forgive our sins, as we also forgive those who sin against us, so that our hearts may be at peace and may rejoice in a good conscience before you, and that no sin may ever frighten or alarm us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lead us not into temptation, O Lord, but help us by your Spirit to subdue our flesh, to turn from the world and its ways, and to overcome the devil with all his wiles. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
And lastly, O Heavenly Father, deliver us from all evil of both body and soul, now and forever. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We trust, O Lord, in your great mercy to hear and answer us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Please be seated. Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus. This time we ask that you participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row. Please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this day. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the good news that comes to us from the bloody cross of Christ, forgiveness, life, and salvation, would be yours today and always. We worship God now with our gifts and offerings. Our service continues with the offertory, What Shall I Render to the Lord? Page 159. Please stand as you're able.
What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits to me? I will offer
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give Him
thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who accomplished the salvation of mankind by the tree of the cross, that where death arose, there life also might rise again, and that the serpent who overcame by the tree of the garden might likewise by the tree of the cross be overcome. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord,
God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna
in the highest.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper. When he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. very body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus, strengthen and preserve you in both body and soul unto life everlasting. Depart in peace and joy. Your sins are forgiven. Amen. We continue with the Nunc Dimittis, page 165. We stand.
Your servant go in peace, your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen thy salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of every people. I to reveal you to and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Please remain standing for our closing hymn 422, On My Heart, Imprint Your Image. And welcome in the name of Jesus, who by a cross has overcome Satan and all of his wiles. Thanks be to God for the forgiveness that he has won for us. Please check out the Good Shepherd News and Notes for all the activities and events in the days and weeks ahead. The Higher Things devotions for these several weeks are in a box in the back as well. I encourage you to check those out. Devotions for each day in our liturgical year, and a devotion for Holy Cross Day coming up on the 14th, and that'll be a great reminder and a great supplement of what we've done here this evening. We've got Bible study in the fellowship hall. Be reminded that this year, choir is meeting before our Wednesday evening service during the confirmation class from about 5:15 to 6:15 or so. So if you are so inclined, you are invited. Lifelight Bible study tomorrow at 1 o'clock, continuing our study of the book of Judges. And again, we pray God's blessings as we see Christ in all of Scripture and even in the book of Judges. Pastor, anything else? Vicar? Have a great day and week and life under the cross of Jesus.